everybody. Hello. Welcome back to episode 12 of Yap O'Clock.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? It's been 3 months of nonstop yapping.
And like, there's no end in sight.
No.
We just yap all the time. Constantly.
Always.
There's nothing to not yap about.
Nothing can stop us now.
I'll tell them how. Is that what they say?
Yeah, I'll tell you how we're gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It's holiday time.
Mm-hmm. Christmas cracker!
And this one has gnomes on it, and I really like gnomes.
Yeah, gnomes and mushrooms.
So shall we?
Okay, we shall. Ready? Three, two, one.
Oh my god, I won again!
You got again!
Wait. Oh?
What is it?
Oh my god, it's like cocaína. No, it's flour. Do you know that guy?
No, I don't know that.
He was from like an old video, and he goes, cocaína. It's flour. Anyway, somebody asked me when I hate the U.S. military. He's very funny. Oh my god.
What's in the secret bag? Oh? Oh?
Oh my god.
What is that? Rings? For what? They look like giant jump rings.
It says, wire puzzle game contest. When given a signal, the first person who solves the puzzle is the winner.
What? Are you supposed to take the...
I've seen this before. It's like a little magic trick.
You're supposed to take the rings out of the... Like, unloop the rings together?
Something like that. I don't know. Because you're supposed to, like... Bink, bink. I don't know.
Interesting. May I fidget? Thank you.
Of course.
Is there anything else? Where's your crown? Do you not get a crown in these ones?
I told... I have to tell my joke first.
Okay. Lock in.
What do you say to comfort a friend who's struggling with grammar?
What?
There. Now, that's just kind of mean. If someone said that to me, I'd hit them. Did you know you can't hum if you hold your nose? Hands up if you just tried it.
Did you guys try it?
I guess not. Like, because you're like, hmm.
Yeah. Because then it's coming out of your nostrils because your mouth is closed.
Yeah.
Ooh. We got a blue paper crown.
I'm Mr. Cold Miser. What's it called? Is he?
Ooh, what is he?
Snow Miser.
Snow Miser?
I'm Mr.
I don't know.
30 Below, I don't know.
Yeah. I love those movies. You haven't seen those movies.
I have not. I've seen, like, the beginning of Rudolph.
Yeah. Really, we need to watch those.
So does my look, do I look go hard?
Yeah, 100%.
Sick. Okay.
You slay that blue crown.
Yeah, I don't know how this magic trick works.
I don't know either, but I'm going to be fidgeting with them the entire episode. I claimed these.
Leave a comment down below if you know how the magic trick works.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm just going to leave this trash right here. It's a lovely little...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So if you hear jingling, mind your business.
Yeah, like literally, like it's not that big of a deal. It's ASMR now.
It's like the Polar Express. If you hear the bell. You've never seen the Polar Express either? I actually hate that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the Hot Chocolate song?
Okay. I don't know.
That's what I always heard about.
I hate that movie, and the animation makes me very uncomfortable. I think just like the realism of it all, even though like it's animated, obviously. I don't know. My parents love that movie.
Really?
Anytime it was on during the holidays, we all sat down as a family to watch it.
The Polar Express.
Yeah, we would put the fireplace on, have the hot chocolate, have the tree lit, everything, and watch the Polar Express. And I'd just be sitting there being like, I literally hate this movie.
When I was growing up, kids would come back from the weekend and be like, I went on the Polar Express this weekend. And I was like, man, I want to do that.
It's okay.
But because all you do is you go on a train that takes you around, but they pretend it's the Polar Express.
Right.
But like as a kid, I was like, I wish I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I make up for it. And I went to Celebration, Florida.
Yeah.
To see the Snope. Like,
the Walt Disney town.
Mm-hmm. Lovely town, by the way.
I still haven't been there.
You should go.
There's
a really good bagel place right there called like the New York Bagel Bros. Lit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bakery across the street from there. Not lit.
Ooh.
Hot cocoa lacked soul, it lacked flavor, and the pastry was mid.
Ew.
I got a tiramisu, and it just was mainly cocoa powder. It didn't taste like anything.
Hate that.
Yeah.
Boo.
But the bagel from the New York Bagel Bros, whatever it is, mm-hmm. on the other side of the street, very good.
Shout out to the New York Bagel Bros.
Yeah. Thank you for making a really good Asiago bagel. Because mm. whenever I get a bacon, egg, and cheese, I prefer it on an Asiago bagel.
Okay.
And that bagel was really crunchy and delicious. Yeah.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like that story.
Yeah. And I did leave Yelp reviews. Because that's a simple pleasure in my life, is to leave a Yelp yes. review.
What was... Oh, we went to Disney Springs. We went to the Indian place, Eat.
Uh-huh.
And
delicious.
You left a Yelp review as you were eating the food because you could not wait.
Yeah, people had to know about Eat. Hey, go to Eat.
Eat. E-E-T.
E-E-T. And it's right by the Christmas shop?
The Christmas shop. Yeah. Right next to it.
Back kind of by where Earl of Sandwich is. Mm-hmm. In that back corner, like the OG Disney Springs.
Yeah.
Back when it was... Downtown Disney.
Whoa. Whoa. Downtown. I love that song.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Every time I hear that song, I think of the sister from Victorious.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I know that song.
She sang it, yeah. I had a layover, like a 6-hour layover in the Chicago airport, and I was going to make a video of myself, like, lip syncing to that song, but I couldn't find anywhere that, like, had the least amount of people, and I really didn't want to look stupid because I was stuck in that airport alone for 6 hours.
It's a long time to be in the Chicago airport.
Yeah, exactly. I sat in this little rotunda with some really, really bad iced coffee. It was terrible. And I got a chocolate croissant as well that mm-hmm. was also not good. But the iced coffee cost like the same price as the chocolate croissant or something like that, or the chocolate croissant costed the same as coffee. It was an outrageous price, basically.
Mm, of course it was an airport.
Yeah. And I sat there at a table, and there was a bar right in front of me, like a tiny stand, and there was a soccer game going on, and there was a bunch of men sitting at the bar watching the game, and I was just watching it with them, but they didn't know I was watching it with them because I was sat behind them at a table by myself.
Can I tell you a simple pleasure yes. in my life? I don't watch the TV screen at the when I'm on a plane. I watch my neighbors. I watch the person in between the seat. I never watch my own screen.
Yeah.
I'm curious about what you're watching.
Yeah.
And I don't ever interact with mine unless I'm looking at like how much longer it is to get somewhere.
I love to watch like the view of the plane, like where
where map. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that so much. Yeah, that's really fun. But yeah, no, I mean. Honestly, on airplanes, like the selection of movies and TV shows they have is quite a wide selection, and
some of them are censored.
Some of them are censored.
Somebody was watching. Oh my God! What's the one movie? Way of Water, where she falls in love with the water alien.
What?
Is it The Way of Water? With it was directed by Guillermo del Toro, I think. No anyway, idea. Very R-rated. Mm-hmm. She like. Sleeps with the alien thing, and they mm-hmm. censored all of that.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, that's such an important part of the movie, and it helps the story. And like, they censored it because I'm like, what a weird movie. First off, to have on an airplane, and you can't even watch all of it because it's censored.
Yeah, no, they had. When I was flying anyway, and I was watching. Oh my God, what was that movie? It came out. It has Timothy Chalamet. I think it's like a Wes Anderson movie.
Or Asteroid like, City?
No. It's The French Dispatch.
Oh, I love that movie.
I didn't watch much of it because very early on into the movie, there's a scene where this man is like painting this naked woman. And she was just full on naked. None of it was censored. And I didn't know there was like nudity like that. And I looked around and there was like children around me. And I went, let me turn this off.
It's like... I know, like, interesting movies are allowed to be on planes, but some of the choices that they decide to put, like, for example, there's a TV show called, like, 911.
Uh-huh,
Who's going to watch that? A TV show on a plane?
People love those kind of... Sometimes when I'm bored, I watch Friends on the plane because I know I can just kind of tune it out. It's just something to put on, you know?
Yeah.
That's something. When I have, like... an hour and a half left in my flight and I can't go back to sleep yet because I know that they're gonna start announcing like final descent and put your tray tables up, all that sort of soon-ish, I put on Friends.
You're better than me. I fall asleep until the wheels hit the ground.
No, I can't do that. Because it's, I don't like leaning my head on the like plane window. Mm-hmm. I put the tray table down. I put my hands or my arms on the tray table, and then I put my forehead on my arms so that my head does not touch the tray table.
I have a neck pillow, mm-hmm. but it's not like any other neck pillow. My mom got Ooh. It for me forever ago. It's like a very, it's like I'm in a neck brace, mm-hmm. and I can tie the front so like I can like fully close it all around my face.
Interesting.
And then it has these little like Velcro things that I can attach it to the seat, like the headrest, so yeah. it holds my neck up so I can fall asleep like.
See,
and it's the best thing I've ever owned.
That would be great, but I would need something to make sure my mouth doesn't open, because I also hate that.
That's why I wear a mask on the plane. People probably think it's for sanitary reasons, because I'm going to fall asleep and I know my mouth's going to be open.
Oh.
I've woken up before with a puddle of saliva in my mask, and I bring extras because I just...
Yeah, mm-hmm. switch it out.
Yeah, TMI, by the way.
But, oh, well, who cares? We're all friends here.
Yeah, but that's like a hack. So if you wear a mask... And mm-hmm. because you know what? I do get sick on planes.
Yeah.
Especially when I hear some little sick kid going behind me. And I'm like, we're just going to put that mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
We're just going to not get sick. Thank you.
Some old people may judge me because they're like, you know, that mm-hmm. COVID stuff's over. But it's like, no, no. There's still other germs that mm-hmm. exist in this world. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Germs existed way before 2020.
Absolutely. And now it's just insane. More socially acceptable in Western society to wear yes. a mask, and that's I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually quite love that.
It works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we do CoStar?
We should do CoStar.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So we're opening up our CoStar. La 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 la.
I love your song.
What? Thank you. Buy it on iTunes.
99 cents.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying?
Mine popped up.
Go first.
Okay, slay. Mine's nice. It says, give space to yourself just as you give to others.
Mm.
Okay. Do strangers, warm beverages, cartwheels. Don't read receipts, inside jokes, show up alone.
I don't know how to do a cartwheel. Do you?
I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I can teach you.
Okay.
Off pod.
Yeah.
We're not going to do not a cartwheel right lesson on the pod.
No.
So sorry.
So here's mine. Nourish your relationships with love letters, flowers, and dates.
Aw, that's really cute.
Do holidays, flourishes, anthologies. Don't bragging rights, late nights, retroactively.
Hmm. Okay, I mean, do holidays. It's Done. The holiday season.
Yeah.
You got the crown on.
Yeah, I did holiday.
You did holiday.
Yeah.
I'm so very proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What are your paragraphs today?
My paragraphs say, today the balance is off. You show up late, laugh loudly at the wrong thing, and forget people's names. Be open to people changing their minds about things, as well as their beliefs or feelings. You already know how to build trust, and that's a start. Your desire this month depends on your ability to expand the definition of who you are. This is no small feat for a person who shuts down emotionally when things get hard. Mm. Let yourself open up, grow bigger, take pride in your scars. Your main challenge right now is to control the tension between mystical views and concrete spiritual manifestations. The only thing that's certain is the impermanence of existence.
Ooh.
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 I feel like mine kind of hits, yeah. But I feel like some of it is kind of speaking to my past self a little bit, because mm-hmm. 'Cause it says I shut down emotionally, and I feel like I've been really pushing myself to do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I used to shut down emotionally. I used to keep everything bottled up, and then I would have like a monthly mental breakdown and just cry for a few days, and because I just never spoke about anything with anybody. And, but now I feel like my mental breakdowns only happen like once a quarter. So that is it's an improvement for sure.
We should have a sign that says days since last breakdown.
I love that. Days since last mentee B.
Yeah. Ooh, sounds like Matty B. Do you remember him?
Oh my God, Matty B raps.
Yeah. What's he up to now? How old is he?
He's like, he might be an adult now, like an 18-year-old.
He was older than us. He was older than me.
What?
Matty B?
Matty B was older than you?
Pretty sure. Hold on.
Matty B was definitely younger than me. What in the world?
How old is...
I mean, in my mind, he's going to be a little child forever. No. How old is
he? He's 21.
What?
He's 2 years younger than me.
Uh-uh.
He was born January 6th, 2003. So happy early birthday to Matty B. Raps. Matthew David Morris. Wow.
What an unfortunate day to be born.
Does he still do stuff?
He would be dumb not to capitalize on his fame from a young age. He has to do something on the internet now.
I don't know. There's no, like, updated photo.
Does he have a TikTok?
Oh, my God, his Instagram.
He has an Instagram? Yeah. I would assume he has an Instagram. He's a 21-year-old child. And I say that because he is still Matty B. Raps to me.
No offense, Matty, if you're listening to this. He has the same face. Like, his face didn't change.
Aww.
Like, that's literally him.
Baby face.
But also, he has a mullet now, and he looks like a fuckboy.
Oh, my God!
He looks like he listens to TV Girl Derogatory.
Oh, my God.
Look at him.
If Matty B. Raps came up to me looking like, oh my God, he does have the same face though.
He's got like his face didn't change. Picture Matty B. when he was like 10 and put it on the body of a grown man with a beard.
With a mustache and a mullet. That's...
I feel like he just looks like someone I went to high school with.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's insane.
So I'm sorry, Matty B., for that unkind thing I said. But you know what? I'm not wrong.
I'm like genuinely shocked. That's crazy.
You can contact him. He has a Gmail.
Wow. Let's
and a
email
TikTok,
him.
Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah, maybe we can get Matty B on the pod.
Does he make like cringy TikTok content?
We'll have to.
We have to do a deep dive
on our break really quick. We'll have
yeah,
to just
on
do
Matty
a quick,
B.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
Here's my paragraph. That's,
okay. Yeah.
Today. Produce something that will touch people's hearts, whether it's a song, a movie, or just lending an ear. Make sure everything you do comes from a place of sincerity.
Aww.
This month, you have to focus on how to find meaning when you're out of touch with yourself. You don't have to punish yourself for needing to reflect inwards, but you do have to be intentional about it. Keep pushing against the grain, but don't set yourself up for failure by aiming unrealistically high.
Oh.
Your main challenge right now is to protect and to rely on your own inner resources and self-confidence. You are allowed to find small pleasures right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Power in success in your work, pressure in change in perception.
Who's ringing? That's crazy. There's something that's ringing in our apartment and nobody else is home.
None of my stuff is going off.
No, none of my stuff is going off too. That's crazy. We'll be back.
So we could not figure out where that sound came from.
Nope.
But there's like something.
It just made noise again.
There's something in this apartment. Like someone left a phone or something and it keeps dinging.
But why would they leave a phone?
I don't know. Or like, I don't know, an iPad maybe?
Maybe.
It might be an iPad. My iPad is set up to my phone and it makes.
That's true.
So.
My iPad doesn't make noise, but like when I get a call, it made noise again. When I get a call,
like
it goes
ghost.
To my iPad as well.
Yeah. So.
I turned the ringer off. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you hear mysterious noises, just don't worry about
it. Just ignore the mysterious phone sounds. But it was perfect timing because I was able to pull my... I'm currently making homemade tomato soup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making it in a batch that it's bigger than normal. So...
A bigger than normal batch.
Bigger than normal batch. I'm doubling the batch size because there's a lot of people in and out of this house all the time now. And I like to feed people.
Exactly. People come and go and they get... They get food.
And they get fed because I believe in that.
Yes.
My parents always fed the neighborhood kids, so I'll feed the neighborhood adults that we all know. And Yeah, and I made a, like, it's like perfectly lined up tray of tomatoes, and when it's a smaller batch, they burn, because I was leaving them for 25 to 35 minutes, mm-hmm. left them in for 30, and usually at 30, they're burnt, mm-hmm. but this, because there's so many of them, the cooking time takes longer,
yeah.
so now it's like actually the perfect mm-hmm. amount, so maybe I just need to keep making a double batch every time.
Yeah, do it. I mean, you haven't made the soup yet, but I'm imagining that it's excellent.
It's my, I like it, because it's mm-hmm. a sweeter tomato soup, because okay. I use grape tomatoes and cherry tomatoes.
Okay. You always have the life hacks, and I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. I try.
Yeah.
I'm just a big soup person. Speaking of soup, my advent calendar, what a sham.
Yeah.
I got a 12-day soup advent calendar. It's day 12. I'm like 6 days behind, because mm-hmm. I got disheartened.
Yeah, I was looking at that, and I was like, wait, I don't think she's eaten anymore.
No, because they've all been bad.
They've all been bad
They've
soups.
All been a disappointment. Yeah. And as somebody, like a big member of the soup community, mm-hmm. I am offended and I'm appalled.
I think you should make a TikTok about that.
I have. Everybody, oh my God, people tell me. Like,
tag,
they're like,
tag the company.
Uh-huh. Maybe I should. Mm-hmm. Because everyone on TikTok, well, all of our friends are like, I keep waiting for you to like one of these soups and you don't. And I feel yeah. so bad. And I go, mm-hmm. I feel bad.
At
I
least
feel
you're
betrayed.
Being real.
Yeah.
You're not faking it.
No. Because I want people to have good soup.
Yeah.
You know? And I will gladly be the sacrificial lamb that tries that advent calendar and is horribly disappointed.
And tells people not to get it.
Don't get it. And the other advent calendar I have, it's okay. It's a chocolate one.
Yeah.
Eh.
Chocolate is chocolate.
I want Godiva to make an advent calendar.
Ooh.
Could you imagine a Godiva advent calendar?
Hey, Godiva.
Hey. I know you love watching our stuff. If you would love for next year to make an advent calendar and have our faces on the box because we gave you this idea. Yeah.
Hit us up.
Make a truffle advent calendar.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite so Godiva chocolate is the little raspberry white chocolate stars.
Ooh.
Ever since I was little, I was mm-hmm. obsessed with them. And then for some reason, they got rid of them. But then in high school, they came back. And I don't know if they're still there, but my parents would like buy like
calendar.
Things of them.
Really?
And put one in my lunch for like a month.
Aw, that's cute.
And I adore them. And mm-hmm. I love their like a lava cake truffle.
Okay.
I'm a big Godiva girl.
Yeah.
I love their truffle thingies. My parents would get like the boxes uh-huh. for like gifts and stuff. Like, good job at school. So they'd get us like the tri-box, like the
yeah.
like six boxes. Like it was like six mm-hmm. in a box square. I'm like miming right now.
Yeah.
And that was like, that felt like luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was true. Like, yeah, I got an A on my test. I got a box of Godiva.
Life's like box chocolates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want my life to be like a box of Godiva chocolates, because deep down I'm meant to be bad and bougie.
Yeah.
Right now I'm just bad. And sometimes I'm bougie.
100% you're bougie.
Mm-hmm. I'm like bougie on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
but you're still bougie.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Life is too short. Buy
to
the
not
thing.
Be bougie.
If you can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me?
Yeah, like don't go into debt.
Don't, no.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Unless you're going to college, then that's, like, I guess, worth it.
I guess you have to. In this day and age, you have to be in debt.
In this economy?
In this economy, you're going to be in debt.
Yeah.
But, don't go in debt for an iPhone 16 Plus.
No, 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 no. But if you want to buy, like, a silly-priced coffee once in a while.
Yeah.
Or if you want to get a little Godiva chocolate.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Life is too short.
Life is too short.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really is.
I love spending my money on people.
Mm-hmm.
I love buying gifts. I'm so excited for you to open up your Christmas gifts that you didn't already order for yourself. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
I'm blissful. I do this thing where everybody gets a theme for Christmas because it's just easier to buy themes. She knows what her theme is because she came up to me and she went, oh my God, so for the new Sonic movie, I bought a bunch of Shadow of the Hedgehog merch because it was 75% off. And I was like, you did what?
Where did you buy it?
And which ones did you get? Just, I'm curious, like which ones? Because her theme this year was Shadow the Hedgehog for the Sonic movie, and then she had to show me her order.
Yeah,
and she only got one thing that I.
Out of the two Shadow the Hedgehog things that I got, one of them was a repeat.
Yes, and mm-hmm. you know what? That's better than everything I had gotten you.
Exactly.
No, that was devastating. You were like, oh my God, I got a bunch of Shadow merch for the Sonic movie, and I went, huh?
What'd you do?
Did you hit order already? Can you cancel that?
Cancel that real quick. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for the Shadow movie, or for the Sonic movie.
It's the Shadow
movie. It's the Shadow movie, honestly, at this point.
Now, if they do not tease Silver the Hedgehog, I'm personally emailing Universal. Who's Paramount?
Sega?
Yeah. Somebody.
Paramount?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the everybody. Time I sent fan mail to Sega, and they mailed me back?
What?
Yeah.
Can we start fan mailing? Like sending fan mail?
Probably.
To companies? Can they send us free stuff?
I drew them. Now, this is silly. I was like a kid. I was a baby. Mm-hmm. I was like 8.
Okay.
And I drew my Fox OC, River. Yeah. We talked about her. River the Fox. Mm-hmm. Remember? Did we talk about this?
Yeah, we talked about her.
My sister still has not finished that drawing. I'm going to message her about it. Girl, it's morning, girl. Time to draw our OCs.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway, I sent them a doodle of my fox, and mm-hmm. I was like, this is my character River, and this is da-da-da-da-da, and, like, I really love your games and stuff, and I love your characters, blah, blah, blah. I was like a kid. Mm-hmm. And then I mailed it up, and I sent it to them, and they sent me a mail back. Next time I'm in Vegas, I'm going to try and see if I can find the Sega letter. But they were like, thank you so much for loving our stuff, and they sent me, like, a sticker or two.
Aww.
And that was the coolest thing ever.
I think you should send them some mail back now with another picture of River and be like, hey, I wrote you when I was 8 years old. I am now 23 years old.
And I still love Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm still a fan. And here is my OC that I sent you a photo of her back when I was 8.
Yeah. You probably threw that away and I wouldn't blame you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because I read Sonic comics. Maybe she lives somewhere. Maybe she's in the background somewhere.
Whoever like opened up all the fan mail, like, what if they took the cutest drawings and, like, they put them up on a corkboard or something?
Maybe.
And they're just, like, fan mail through the years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm Isabella, age 9.
Could you imagine River the Fox being up there and then they get an updated photo of River the Fox? And,
I commissioned like, my sister like, yeah, to draw River the Fox.
Just to send to Sega. Yeah. And then they put it side by side and be like, oh, my God.
Maybe I should email them.
No.
Or print it out, actually.
Mail them because then they'll send you free stuff.
Real.
And you love the USPS.
I do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have we talked about how much I love mail? Yes. love the mail service.
Mm-hmm.
And it's upsetting to me how, like, it's died on purpose. They've killed it on purpose, kind of. And it's like, I love mail. I have Christmas cards I'm working on. And this year I'm doing Snoopy postage.
Aww. Very big. That's really cute.
Yeah. Like, I genuinely want, like, I want a tattoo that is like USPS related, like a mail, mm-hmm. like an envelope, or because for me, I think tattoos should be treated like cutie marks.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want a root beer float. I want a bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant, and then maybe an Asiago bagel somewhere.
Yeah,
and then like you know an envelope, a letter, and then I want a to-do list right here on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And
you should get a postage stamp,
right? Like,
yeah.
And then I also want the one I want on this arm, and it's the bouquet from the album from the band Hers. They have an album called Invitation to Hers or something. And it's like this beautiful bouquet of carnations and tulips. And I love carnations. Tulips are okay. I'm more of a yellow rose kind of girl, but I want to get a huge piece like right here on my arm and then rip your float in Asiago and maybe, and then Snoopy's going to go here. Because my sister and I are going to get a Snoopy tattoo of them sitting, Snoopy and Woodstock, sitting next to each other.
That's cute.
So one day I'll be tatted up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just right now I'm scared.
Yeah, it's not the right time.
Do I really want a bacon, egg, and cheese on my arm on my wedding day?
Yeah. Are you going to wait till after your wedding day to get tattoos then?
Probably.
Okay.
Or like at least like the silly ones. Like I'm going to get Snoopy.
But you are silly.
I am silly. You know and what I need to embrace that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I would get the flower one and I would get Snoopy. Mm-hmm. That's like chic. That's fun. But like root beer float, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Don't diminish your silliness.
You're so right. For some
unrealistic standard.
Yeah. And you know what? My man's dating me because I'm silly.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm not going to spend my life hiding my silly.
No.
Embrace your silly. Silly Goose University. Hong Kong. I punched my microphone again.
Uh-oh.
I can't get away with one episode without doing it.
No.
But yeah. So have we ever talked about Silly Goose University?
I think we mentioned it before.
That it's, you know.
I think, I don't know how in depth we went into it. We can rehash it out though.
That explain. I am the dean and head of the Silly Goose University.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it works is, even if you don't know that you're in it, you're in it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's a silly goose. But there are people who think they're in the Silly Goose University and they're not.
Nope.
They go around being like, I'm such a silly goose. Like, I'm so silly. No, you're not. It's like you're the lady with the bag of chips on her head. I can't take her anywhere.
Yeah.
She's so quirky.
No.
That's, those people, they think they're in the Silly Goose University, but they're not. Mm-hmm. But everybody is in it until you're not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're already...
You're already enrolled. Yes. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. But it's, yeah, you don't know you're in it. And those
who... Until you're out.
Until you're out. And those who truly, like, that go around being like, I'm in it. I'm in it. No, you're not.
You it's wish.
Like, yeah. You've been... what's it called when you get kicked out of school?
Expelled.
Yes, you've been expelled from Silly Goose University. I want you to think about your actions, and we'll see you in the spring.
Exactly.
Because you always get put back in, and everybody's a Silly Goose. But mm-hmm. if you...
You have time to redeem yourself, but if you constantly think that you're in Silly Goose University... Mm-hmm.
If you go out of your way to do things that would mm-hmm. have you be in the Silly Goose University... No, it has to come from the heart. It has to be natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your natural silly gooseness.
Mm-hmm. Embrace silly goose, but don't go out of your way to be silly goose.
Yes, exactly. For example, don't make it your personality.
Me smacking this all the time. Silly goose. Mm-hmm. I'm not on purpose. Or like the fact that I always seem to miss little steps and almost fall.
Hey, you're just a silly goose.
I'm just a silly goose. Honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
Yes.
And I think that's beautiful.
And that's my school. And there's no debt. There's no loans. Free mm-hmm. admission. Because it's, you know.
We need more schools like yours.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Yeah. Would you have a school?
No.
I'm Serious enrolled. Goose University.
I'm enrolled in Silly Goose University.
So real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're head of our art department.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
You can be the head of our theater department.
Fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah,
I like
we'll this slowly idea. Start adding different people to be mm-hmm. part of Silly Goose University.
Yes.
I should get a little stamp, mm-hmm. like one of the ink
Ooh.
Ones. And
boom.
Certified Silly Goose.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh my God, should I get a custom made? Because, for example, I love letters. I love stationery. I have wax sealing stuff. Mm-hmm. That's how I am. Burned off my finger. You can still kind of tell.
Can
I
you?
Gave myself, yeah, right here. See the line?
I can't see that far, but I believe you.
You can kind of still tell that I scarred my finger because I gave myself a superficial second degree burn doing a wax stamp because I accidentally went to catch it falling off the burner and mm-hmm. then I put my finger in it and I just burned off all of that skin.
You know what I'm remembering? Mm. Our very first episode of Yap O'Clock, you had your bandages on.
My bandage on.
Mm-hmm.
I was a wounded warrior.
Like that was 3 months ago.
Yeah, and now look at me fully healed.
I know.
Time heals all wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
And now I'm still kind of scared when I do my wax stamp. My hand gets shaky.
You just have to be careful.
I gave myself trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I get too close to the flame, my finger burns still. I'm getting phantom burns.
Oh.
Being dramatic a little bit. Like, it's like I get phantom pain in my wisdom teeth sometimes.
What? Really?
You know what phantom pain is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get phantom pain in my wisdom teeth.
Interesting.
Sometimes I'd be chilling. I'd be like, ow. But
ouchie.
There's nothing there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Did you have anything traumatic happen to you with your wisdom teeth?
No. I did watch Doctor Strange on painkillers, though. Don't remember it.
Ugh.
I remember the color orange.
I would not want to see Benedict Cumberbatch on painkillers.
My favorite popsicle was a key lime popsicle.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Did you ever get your wisdom teeth out?
I did get my wisdom teeth out.
How'd that go?
It was difficult. My mother... She decided that she didn't want me to miss any more school than I had to, so she decided to schedule my wisdom teeth surgery for as soon as I got on winter break, like Christmas break. So I was like, oh my God, why do I have to get my wisdom teeth out, like, on Christmas? Like, not Christmas, but, like, I think it was 2 days before Christmas or mm-hmm. something like that. And so we went, and they said, because I'm a diabetic, I couldn't take, like, whatever painkillers they were giving. So after surgery, I would just have to deal with the pain and have Advil instead. So I remember having the surgery. I remember waking up in a really cold room and then falling back asleep and then eventually waking up and the nurse being like, you can go home. And I went, okay. And I was really scared that I was going to say something stupid, like being on laughing gas or whatever they put you on. Mm-hmm. I'm so upset that I didn't say anything stupid. I was fully conscious the entire time. Like, I remember going to the car, walking to the car, car ride home. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting there thinking to myself, like, all right, well, I can't really speak right now. I just had surgery in my mouth. And why am I not, like, loopy? What is this?
You were locked in.
I was locked in, unfortunately. I was like, really? I got my wisdom teeth out for this? For me to be fully coherent? Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And so got home, and it was a very tough, like, 2-week, probably more than 2-week healing process. Mm-hmm. And my face blew up. I look like a chipmunk. And
really?
I don't necessarily remember the pain, but I do remember being in pain. And mm-hmm. my parents were on me about taking the Advil, like, as soon as I could. I remember sleeping a lot. Before I had the surgery, I went through all my DVDs at home. And I put a stack out of movies that I wanted to watch. So I was mm-hmm. like, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, when I want to watch a movie, like, just choose from this stack. I don't think I watched one movie from that stack. I think I was just asleep the entire time. I remember sitting in the other room on Christmas Eve while all my family was opening gifts and me just sitting in a dark room, I think watching like the Animal Planet channel or whatever.
Real.
Mm-hmm. Just being like so sad. I had ice packs on my, and then a scarf to tie mm-hmm. it to my face, and I looked like a chipmunk. I was probably like 15.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Are you taking it was selfies? Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're never going to see the light of day.
Real, real.
Never, ever.
So you were a little chippy monk.
I was a little chippy monk. And I remember then we went to a New Year's party.
Mm-hmm.
And I could barely, like, open my mouth because of the stitches.
Oh.
I could open it probably, like, an inch or two. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't really have any of the food, even though I was cleared at that time to start having like solid foods.
Mm-hmm.
I literally couldn't open my mouth to have anything. And I was like, how am I going to go back to school when I can't eat anything? And I was very, and I could like barely open my mouth to talk. It hurt to speak.
Wow.
So I had a rough recovery because I couldn't take like whatever painkillers or medication afterwards. And I still don't have the full reason why, because I'm a diabetic, that I couldn't take those.
Hmm. They couldn't prescribe you diabetic-friendly ones?
I don't even know what wouldn't be diabetic-friendly for it, though. Like, I don't know what sort of side effects it would have had that would coincide with like diabetes.
Something about the kidneys?
I don't know. Don't ask me. If we have any medical professionals in the chat right now,
I know we do. Hey guys,
let us know, because I don't know. It's still a mystery to me to this day. What about you? Do you have any stories?
My wisdom teeth removal story happened. I got mine done for Thanksgiving break.
Ooh.
I was, I think, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back on it fondly because I was so excited to know what it felt like to get put under.
Mm-hmm.
I was dying to know. Everyone told me it's the best sleep of your life, blah, 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 blah. I was geeked.
Mm-hmm.
I was so excited. I remember I couldn't sleep that night because I was so excited. And I was sitting in the chair. The lady puts that little thing on my finger. My heart's beating. Ba-bump. And she went, it's okay, it's okay. And I went, thank you, thank you. I didn't have the heart to tell her that was a heart beating full of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Not fear. I was excited. Like, you wouldn't believe. I remember they put the thing in my arm, and I was like, oh, I'm feeling it. And then I remember, like, trying to see, like, can I fight it? Let's see, can I fight it? It's like, and then I remember it kind of felt like in, like, video games when, like, a character passes out, and they kind of go like this, and they're staring at something. And then they come back, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, an hour and a half had passed.
Because
I remember I remember, like, kind of, like, staring.
Yeah.
Like, at my arm. And then I remember them touching me, like, all right, you're done. And I was like, huh? What? No, you're joking.
Whoa.
And I remember they were like, all right, we're going to go. And let you, and they whisper at you. Uh-huh. We're going to go get your mom, and she's going to come get you. And I didn't have to get wheelchaired out.
Okay.
But there was a concern that I was going to throw up, because that's what my mom did.
Oh.
When she was my age, it made her nauseous.
Mm.
Not me. I was a champ.
Yeah.
And my sister and I were going to get them done at the same time, but they're like, you can't have both kids. And my mom's like, why? She thought about, my parents are divorced at the time. She thought about having my dad, like, sneak my sister in.
Oh.
But no, they followed the rules.
Okay.
My sister was done a week after me, though. So weirdly, we were both knocked out at the same time because I was in recovery while she was getting it ripped out. Anyway, so I woke up and then they both like kind of held on to me, walked me to my car, put me in the car. And I remember, this is what I remember. My mom went, so how'd it go? I was like, good, good. Because I have the gauze in my mouth. I was like, good. And then I remember her putting the car in reverse. We backed out of the lot, like of the parking spot. And I remember waking up of us pulling into the driveway.
Oh, my God. 35
minute drive. Like, out. Cold.
Passed out.
Because I went, because I woke up to the bump of us going up the driveway. And I was like, what happened? And I was like, was I asleep the whole time? My mom went, yeah, you were out. I said, oh. And then she walked me. And then I got the best treatment. I got to take a nap on my mom's Tempur-Pedic.
Whoa. Okay.
And she had bought me this little mermaid stuffed animal.
Uh-huh.
Because I went through like a mermaid phase. And she was like, this is for you. This is your friend. And I still have it.
Oh, that's so cute.
And yeah, so that was like, and I remember I slept for like 5 hours. But because it was Thanksgiving, it was like the day after Thanksgiving. So I had pumpkin pie as my soft food.
Ooh, okay.
Pumpkin pie and mashed potatoes. I lived off of that for that week
that's
and a half.
Really good.
And then I watched Doctor Strange. We watched Trading Places. Great movies. I watched Spirit, Stein of the Cimarron, my childhood comfort movie. And I lived off of key lime pie popsicles from like Outside or Outlook or Outland, whatever that popsicle brand is called.
Is it Outshine?
I think it's Outshine.
Something like that.
I love their key lime pie popsicles. It's like the only one that has real flavor.
Good to know.
I
like how you said that, real flavor.
Real flavor. Because there's like grape and orange and strawberry, and it was like, meh, but I want key lime.
And you got key lime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Said snatch.
Ah, and then I didn't really get super puffy, but I did get like a beard of bruises, like all the way up my. And then I remember I bruised really, really bad, and so it lasted for like 2 weeks. I had like bruises on my face, and all I could say, I was a dickhead teenager. My teachers would see me, Isabella, what happened? You should see the other guy.
Oh, my God. Of course you did.
And they would be like, and they're like, what? And I'm like, I got my wisdom teeth out. And they're like, oh, okay. But that was my go-to. I go, you should see the other guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been in a fight in my life, but that was my go-to.
But you should see the other guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He died.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
He's gone.
He's, rest in peace.
He said peace out.
Mm-hmm. And that is my, I loved getting my wisdom teeth out.
That's such an exciting story for you.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you were excited to be knocked out.
I was geeked. I couldn't, I was like, new experience.
Did they have you, like, what did they tell you to do when they were giving you the thing? Like, did they tell you to count backwards? Did they tell you to count sheep? Like, or
I think they told me to count. Just one, two, three. And then I was like, I'm going to fight it. And then I couldn't.
I feel like everybody has that thought.
Because I'm curious, like, if...
Yeah.
Can I...
How long can I hold it off for?
Yeah, do I have that dog in me?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
No.
No.
It got you. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And sometimes I forget that when people are like, have you had a major surgery in the past 3 years? And I forget that wisdom teeth counts as a surgery.
Interesting.
So I never put it down until they're like, so did you ever get your wisdom teeth out? And I go, oh... Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I forget. So, fun fact, getting your wisdom teeth out counts as... And, oh my God, I wanted to keep my teeth. But I forgot to ask, because I'm so high. Like, I wanted to keep my teeth, and I forgot to ask.
I'm sorry. So what were you going to do with your teeth?
I don't know, just hang out with them. Put them in a... Make a necklace out of them. Make earrings?
That would be crazy.
That'd be so fun. Because I had... Do you have any that were impacted?
I don't remember.
I think I had... two.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have them on the upper and the lower, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was my upper ones were fine, but my bottom ones came and impacted.
Mm.
So they had to, like, my uncle, he opted out of getting put to sleep. He just had them numb his jaw.
Uh-uh.
And he was awake and he could hear them cracking it in his head. That's what he said.
I would never.
No?
Never knock me out. Like, I do not want to feel that, to hear that, to be conscious during that time. That would give me trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I would lay awake at night thinking about those sounds. Like, I would never do that.
Tea.
No way. Mm-mm. Not for me, thank you. No.
Tea.
Yeah. Key? Yeah.
Tea.
Oh. I was like, what is key? Is this a new slang term?
Oh my god. What would key be? Key. That's so key, girl.
I'm thinking like a keynote speaker, like key, like that's your presentation. Key.
Key.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's my key. It's my key key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think that's all it. She yapped.
I think that's all she yapped. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening to episode 12 of the Yap O'Clock Pod.
Yeah. Yeah. We're so excited to have you here. Thank you for spending your time with us. We appreciate it. We appreciate any support and all the love. And if you guys want us to talk about specific subjects, then feel free to message us at Yap O'Clock Pod.
Yeah. Or if you want to tell us about your specific ideas and thoughts, do let us know.
Yeah please contact us in any way. Let us know your wisdom teeth story if you want.
Yeah. Was it fun? Was it scary? Were you excited to get put out? That's crazy. Knocked out.
Yeah All right, well,
yeah, well,
I think that's all we yapped.
That's all she yapped for now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We'll check in with you guys. Words are hard.
Words are hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll check in with you guys on the next pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.